From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It's been a week now since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, and the work of counting the dead in New Orleans has only now begun in earnest. Mayor Ray Nagin says he will not be surprised if the final count is near 10,000. Conditions are improving in the city, with electricity coming on in a few neighborhoods. There are more people who still need to be evacuated from New Orleans and others who need supplies and medical care. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that progress is being made restoring the levees and flood walls. One major gap is closed completely, and they're close to repairing a second. In Houston, former Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton announced a nationwide fundraising campaign to help hurricane victims.
Probably for the first time since the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927, this many people totally dislocated, and there's no way they can all be taken care of. And this extraordinary number of them saying New Orleans, almost 30% are living below the poverty line. We need to have a fund where we can fill in the blanks and help people that are otherwise going to be totally overlooked.
And President Bush again visited the region hit by Katrina, including a relief center in Baton Rouge.
And this is just the beginning of a huge effort. We're going to continue to save lives. But you got to know that lives are still being saved as we speak because thousands of people are taking in these displaced souls.
States and groups around the country were offering more help to the tens of thousands of hurricane victims. State officials say they expect to care for evacuees for a long time and that some might be in their areas permanently. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is making room for more than 1,100 evacuees at empty dorm facilities on the state fairgrounds in Milwaukee. He says buses are already in Louisiana to pick the victims up.
We have people ready to go to make sure that the people are receiving the medical care that they need. The school systems in the area have been very open and are prepared to expedite and accept students that come.
The governor says the state's also working with local businesses to find employment for the evacuees, well aware that Wisconsin is in it for the long haul.
I think we all understand that even if people want to go back home, it may be quite a long time before they go back home. And we also understand that for many of those that have family members in Wisconsin, this may well be where they, on a permanent basis, may come.
Numerous other states, including New Mexico and Arizona, have begun accepting evacuees. Almost 500 were expected to reach Charlotte, North Carolina by day's end. And a plane load of more than 100 evacuees was scheduled to arrive from Louisiana at Fort Custer Air Base outside Battle Creek, Michigan. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm said an urgent request for help went out to school superintendents across the state.
How many kids can you take? What level can you take them at? Where are you located?
The state, which expects up to 1,000 evacuees, plans to move the initial arrivals out of Fort Custer to other, more permanent shelters within a few days. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney says his state is prepared to house up to 2,500 hurricane victims at Camp Edwards, an Army base on Cape Cod. It has family-style apartments and a movie theater.
This is a facility which has sleeping arrangements, beds for some 2,000 people. We also have hangars, gymnasium, feeding capacity, a school on base that's not being used.
Federal officials say besides housing victims of the storm, they're also concerned about taking care of all those helping with search and recovery efforts. Navy Admiral Timothy Keating, commander of the U.S. Northern Command, said that about 13,000 active duty military and 38,000 National Guard personnel are in the region. He said 21 Navy ships are also in the area and that a hospital ship, the USS Comfort, will reach New Orleans by Thursday.
However, we may not need so much medical support at that time, but Comfort also provides comfort for workers or troops or sailors who, civilians, residents who might need a place to live or rest or recuperate.
Meanwhile, evacuations continue in New Orleans, and a housing task force organized by the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues to look for more permanent housing to shelter the tens of thousands who've lost their homes. Pam Fessler, NPR News.